Do you want a weekly news podcast that keeps you informed but doesn't take itself, I don't know, too seriously? Subscribe to Fake the Nation, an Earwolf podcast hosted by comedian Nejin Fersad.
Every Thursday, Nejin invites her favorite comedians, writers, and policy buffs to dish on the news of the week.
You'll hear from guests like Baratunde Thurston, John Fugelsang, Judy Gold, and John Lovett from podcast Save America.
The conversation are loose-lipped, insightful, and smart. That's right. You'll keep current with events while laughing through the pain.
So, find Fake the Nation on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Thursday, just in time for your commute home.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi, Emily.
What is up, Deanna?
We have a show. It's called How to Be Less Old. You're listening to it.
It's right here, right now.
And we're gonna get less old today.
I'm pretty sure we have a youth coming in.
Right.
Which, it really helps us come down a few ages.
That's right.
A few numbers.
And
a few years.
A youth who has beauty knowledge.
Which, you know what? We're never going to say no to that.
Right. And it's been a minute. I feel like we had Arden Rose back in the day.
Yep.
We've had the models, maybe the first or two, like they were like our third episode ever 5 years ago.
Sure.
It's been a while since we've had someone give us some tips.
We had Lo in the Cosmos. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
She taught us some makeup stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, no, it's been a hot minute. And this person, Lily Marston.
Yes.
Really does a beauty deep dive.
That's right.
Because she actually hosts two shows, one called Beauty Break and one called Beauty Trippin' on the Clever Style YouTube channel. And she just basically gets a lot of free beauty treatments.
Right.
So she's pretty much the smartest youth we've ever had the pleasure of talking to.
Yeah.
But she's done it all.
Right.
We're talking vagina steaming.
Mm.
We're talking mud wraps.
That's right.
We're talking, shit plumped into her face. Let's just get to
it. Let's get to it.
I need it all.
I can't wait. Last beauty treatment you did?
It's been tough it takes you out of the game, the pregnancy, the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So I've done nothing. I can't even tell you.
Right.
Not even like I dyed my hair. That's what I have for you.
I think hair would be the last thing I've done as well. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing that much fun. I slapped like a mask on my face, a sheet mask.
Hey, you know what? I shouldn't overlook that.
Yeah.
I should try that.
Yeah.
I did just get I ordered my first products ever from Glossier.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Is that the monthly subscription kind of deal?
No, it's just sort of a millennial brand.
Oh, okay.
And it's real cute. Like, it comes in this cute package. They give you stickers. It's a little ridiculous, but, like, I'm into it. But I got this great face cream that's, like, I'm into it.
Tell me about it.
It's just, like, a rich moisturizer.
That,
like, when you touch your face, like, it feels like a baby's tushy.
I'm moisture.
Yeah.
Okay, so great. Well, let's bring her in here and let's get learning.
How to be less old!
Lily.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your youth is just basking upon our old faces.
Okay, first of all, you guys aren't old. And second of all, I feel like I'm a very old soul.
I could see that.
I actually don't know how much I'll be able to youth you up.
Oh, you'll be able to. Well, your show, let's just start with what you've got going on this YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain it a little bit?
So we started, Clever as a brand started probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 11. I started 5.5-ish years ago as an intern. Never planned on being on camera. Was always like producing, writing, editing occasionally. And then I started producing the show Beauty Break, where we try out weird beauty products. And I would like occasionally appear, like my hands would appear. Mm-hmm. Or I would be like, no, this is how you do it. Read the instructions. Because we're also, all of us at Clever, not the best at reading instructions and following rules.
Who is? It's too hard.
Exactly.
Thank
like,
you.
It takes too long.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would go in because I was the one that, like, bought the product. So I would be like, no, this is how you use it. And suddenly people were like, oh, who's that? Can she come back? And I was like, are you sure? And then suddenly now I'm the host of the show. So
you want
that is
me?
So crazy.
I was like, so now here I am. And I don't really understand how it happened.
That is really that's a perfect, and I love that. You had no intent. Were you secretly, like, in the back of your mind?
Absolutely not.
So you had no intention
no,
of being
No, my coworker, Jocelyn, who's my co-host on those shows, too, we call my momager, and she really, like, thrust me into it.
Good.
She was like, you're a star. You need
she
to be
knew.
On there. And I'm
she
like, I don't know. My palms are sweaty.
Well, I feel like one of the most fun things about watching some of these videos are just, like, the vibe. You really do feel like you're with a gaggle of girlfriends. Mm-hmm. You guys don't take yourself that seriously, it
Not
seems like.
No.
And it's fun.
It is
fun. It's like really a good time.
Well, and it's funny because in your guys' intro, you're really talking me up like I'm some beauty expert.
You are.
Plot twist. I don't know anything.
Do you like beauty stuff?
Honestly, if we're really going
to
be serious.
Let's get down to it.
That's not something I'm super passionate about.
Get out! No, I'm
and it kind of like fell into my lap, but I think that that's the beauty of the show is it's very much like a normal girl experiencing things,
yeah.
Not someone that's like, I get all of the best facial treatments in the world. Like, no,
right.
I've literally had never even had a facial before the show. And then suddenly we were doing, like, vagina steams and
right.
stuff. So
right. We should actually, let's talk about that because
it's my number one question
yeah.
for you.
What question about it?
First of all, the entire
process.
Thing is pocketed by question marks.
Yes,
just
yes.
the word vagina.
Uh-huh.
It's and like then, the I is dotted with a question mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like sitting on a toilet.
Oh. Okay, so wait a minute. I know nothing about vagina steaming. So walk
us
through
it. I did it, and I feel like I don't know.
Okay.
Vagina
fair.
We went in. I don't want to say. I don't know where it originated culturally, but we wore like kind of almost like kimono type things.
Okay.
Then we went and sat on these little wooden bench chair things.
And you're naked, right?
Underneath
the
yes.
kimono, yeah.
So and it's kind of just like almost like a hospital gown. So like
yeah.
the back is open.
Oh.
So we like kind of just like backed up onto our little wooden
bench
thing. And we had both separate, so it wasn't like too close.
And are you feeling it's sanitary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, nothing's really touching you. You're just like kind of
oh,
sitting
okay.
down. I mean, I would hope that they clean the benches
okay.
and stuff out. It seemed like a very high-end place.
Okay.
But then it was kind of a slow, like, it's not like you sit on it and it's suddenly like, oh, my
Steams
God, there's
you.
Heat everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a very slow, gradual build. And then it was just kind of confusing because feels like you should be going to the bathroom if you're sitting on something where there's
uh-huh.
like, you know, it was shaped like a toilet.
Yeah. And so steam is coming up your vagina.
So supposedly it's supposed to like rejuvenate and things. But like at the end of the day, supposedly your vagina rejuvenates itself and you're not even really supposed to do anything to it.
A self-cleaning oven.
It is.
Exactly.
Like
so
it. Yeah.
I've heard mixed
hungry,
reviews.
It's not thirsty.
Exactly.
It doesn't
it's
have
just
needs.
Content at all
yeah.
times. So I don't know. That's the interesting thing about the show is that we'll go try stuff, and
yeah.
it's definitely interesting, but you kind of can do with it what you want. Like,
I mean, I
some of it works, some of it doesn't.
Literally see no benefit to steaming your vagina.
I definitely haven't been back.
Yeah. I mean, Emily?
No, I really don't get it.
I don't get it.
I think had Gwyneth Paltrow not done it, no one would have cared.
Right.
But, maybe,
but now
look,
it's trendy, so.
Maybe it did something for her vagina.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think I'm as in tune with my vagina. Like, if I don't think I would know if it was steamed or not steamed.
Literally,
you know?
We left after, and the show always ends with us kind of, like, recapping it in
yeah.
the car. And we're kind of sitting there being like, did it do anything? Like, I don't know. And then you're, like, thinking about it, and it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. And the answer is probably no. Maybe it opened a pore?
I mean, one other question. Is it like aromatic in any way?
Yeah,
are there essential oils? What are they steaming up there?
There was like definitely like potpourri type stuff down there. It was so long ago now, I don't even remember what was involved.
They're putting
in
it. Right. They're putting some sort of an aromatic in there. It's
just
a lot. It's definitely a lot. Should we ask our five quick questions?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It's like all of a sudden, I'm just like mad now all of a sudden.
About
I'm like,
steaming.
No man is going to go like
steam
his butthole.
But it's like, funny because they did offer that and they called it the A steam instead of the B steam.
All right.
Just doesn't seem like steam is needed.
I agree.
No.
But
why not take just like a hair dryer down there if you really,
you really want to steam her up. Okay. So beauty trend you wish would die.
It's hard because I feel like a lot of the beauty quote-unquote trends these days are not really trends, and it's people, like, posting a picture of them doing something on Instagram, and then a bunch of media outlets pick it up and claim it's a trend, but it was really someone just, like, messing around with their friends.
Right.
But if you want to call it a trend, the feather brows. Have you seen those?
Yes. Yeah.
Where people, like, part them down the middle, and yes. then it's... I don't understand.
Have you seen that in real life anywhere?
No. And exactly. I don't think it's like a real life thing.
Okay. So the definitely the feathered brow. Yeah. And you have to have Brooke Shields-esque thick ass brows.
Because we tried it. Because we did an episode where it was like the worst trends of 2017. And I couldn't do it because I actually have my eyebrows microbladed. So there's really not that much actual hair to begin with. And so you have to literally be able to like brush it up and down.
But yeah.
I don't have enough to brush it any direction.
Well, and I think most people are in your boat.
I know.
Oh, not, yeah. Yeah. I'm penciling mine on.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, I have white eyebrows. I do.
But we are going to come back to microblading. So thank you for bringing that up. That is something you are teaching us today. So beauty trend, this is our second question in our five quick questions.
That was super quick, yes.
Okay. Beauty trend you're known for.
I would say microblading.
Oh, okay.
My eyebrows really went through a transformation in the last
year. God bless.
Yeah.
They look great.
Thank you.
They're a full brow.
They are. They weren't before. I feel like they actually start like over here.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's like a good like centimeter.
Nice. Interesting. Okay.
Hot.
Oh, and I guess that I've dyed my hair like 8 different colors in a year.
Yeah, we were.
That might be it, too.
Talking about that through the.
That was the answer I was expecting.
Yes.
But I'll take them.
I honestly kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
You guys, when you go and watch her, how do you get to the YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/cleverstyle. And clever has two V's because that's important. Spell it wrong.
So then you'll get to see all the different hair looks, which are super fun. Okay. So did you have any reaction to the selfie kid from the Super Bowl?
No, not really. I was watching the Super Bowl, but I wasn't super invested. wasn't super invested. And I'm not like a diehard Justin Timberlake fan, so I wasn't really glued to the TV. I didn't really notice him until later.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not surprised there was a kid selfieing it up during the Super Bowl. I probably would have done the same thing.
I feel like our finger was on the pulse of the Justin Timberlake debacle.
You do?
I do.
It felt right.
I'm sensing you don't.
Yes.
No, I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, we
you
talked
brought
about
it up,
a couple weeks
the,
ago.
The album.
Yep. And the album teaser.
Which was Bizarro Land.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like a jeans commercial, Musk commercial, something musky.
I haven't even seen any videos about it.
Yeah, it's not okay.
We were worried about Justin.
We were worried. And
right.
then the Super Bowl just enhanced and confirmed.
Right. Look, I mean, he had some moves. He delivered a fine performance. The selfie moment was really thirsty.
Yeah,
I mean, it felt, I don't know, I was just like, come on.
The kid also reminded me a lot of the Katy Perry kid.
Yes, the backpack kid.
The backpack kid, not the Katy Perry kid, but I think like she kind of helped put him on the map.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You're right. I did have that thought, and I'm happy you articulated
like,
it.
For a second, I kind of thought it was
him.
Is
that the backpack
kid? And then I was like, how is he getting everywhere all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But it was just
swing
another
his
kid
arms
with, like,
into every shot he can.
Exactly.
No, I think that the whole thing to me was that last selfie shot.
Yeah.
Where it all felt basic.
So basic.
Uninspired.
Staged.
Dated.
Yeah.
I don't love it when they cheesily like walk through the crowd and are like pointing at people and like leaning in. I'm like, okay. Or just like, and especially Justin Timberlake, like dance. Like, let's see you perform.
Yeah, like your ass. And his dancing felt, everything felt tired. And I'm like, I'm worried that maybe, and I hate to blame a woman on this, but I'm like, I think his wife has sucked the sexy out of him.
I don't like this explanation.
I know.
But I don't. I think she's wonderful.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I like Jessica Biel.
I have, like, literally no opinion of her.
What was the best part about meeting the Kardashians?
Ooh, oh, my gosh. So that was a really cool experience. We got to go to the 10th anniversary of the show. So we got to see a bunch of stuff that was, like, the original pitch video that had E! Buy it. So it was, like, Kim Kardashian introducing herself as a professional closet organizer is interesting to see. It was cool to see them all, like, really in their element. And, like, they're very much how they – I mean, it's a reality show, but it seems like they are really how they act. But at the same time, I think a lot of people think that they're, like, rude and, like, entitled and stuff like that. Kim Kardashian was probably one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met.
Wow.
So I and there's that, video though. Of you guys meeting, which is like
and
it's so
mortifying
sweet.
To watch.
It's so sweet. It's
the,
cute.
You go to hug.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then I go for in for moment. The hug, and she like doesn't see, and I'm like, ha ha, never mind. And then I like go for the hair
swipe
fix,
back,
and then oof. I got a hug after, but
oof.
It was great.
That was an oof.
It was an oof, but it was cute.
I feel like that's every day of my life, though. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like there's when you're like, waving to someone and they're like someone waves at you and you wave back and then you realize they're waving at the person behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah.
right.
You're like, hi, me, never mind.
Right, and I'm the one who's like doing the tuck behind the ear. Like what I totally respect about my co-host here, Deanna, is that she'll be like, oh, no, I'm coming in for the hug right now. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But I'm like the, no, I didn't mean to.
It depends on who great. It is. I usually would be more like the first, but when it's Kim Kardashian, I think you
yeah,
can.
No, yeah. I've never, you know.
But they are also flawless looking.
Like, what did you
person.
See? What
no,
did your
no
eyes
pores.
See? No
she,
pores.
It looks like a fake person in the best way possible.
Like an air, literally an airbrushed
yes.
human.
Live
in real
face
life.
Tune. 100%.
Well, she probably is airbrushed.
Yeah, within, yeah. Live airbrushed face tune.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were so nice. And I was very surprised
really
at how, like, they felt just very invested in, like, the conversations they were having with everyone.
That's cool. I mean, I think that there's a reason why they've done so well.
100%. A lot of people say they're not talented. I'm like, you can't build that kind of empire if you are just, like, a dumb, basic person.
Something's going on.
Exactly.
And I think that Kim Kardashian definitely has vision and has business savvy.
100%.
There's no two ways about
I'm
that.
I'm so eager to see what happens with Stormy.
What could happen?
I just – what her – path in life is going
oh
to be
oh, my gosh.
Like.
Wow. Okay, so microblading.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking at your eyebrows, mm-hmm. and I'm not seeing anything that other than – but see, in my head, I think microblading means I'm going to have, like, a line in my brow as, like, a fashion statement.
So what they do is, like, literally tattoo individual hair strokes.
Huh?
So the way – and it's not even an actual tattoo the way, like, a normal tattoo would work. It's that they, like, slice open the skin and then they put dye in it.
Honey, stop. Wait. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
One second. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared
I can whip
for
out
this.
Some photos so I could show you before and afters, but then I just feel really bad for the people listening because they do not get to see them.
Okay. Deanna Chang did not know what microblading
no,
was.
No, I did not.
Take a breath.
Every time you get it touched up, it is more painful. Another thing that I was, involuntarily crying, bodily reaction, because my eyes wouldn't stop watering because last time I just did it, it hurt a lot.
Okay, so how long does it last?
Technically forever. It'll fade. So you're supposed to get it touched up, like, once a year.
Okay, so now talk us through the first visit.
Deanna, are you going to be okay?
I guess so. I wasn't – I literally was not prepared for that.
But you also aren't, like, bleeding.
Why
which
not?
I don't understand
well,
how. I think it
– isn't there little droplets? In the videos I've watched, I feel like there's, like, some wiping away of
– maybe a little, blood. But, like, you don't feel like it's, like
– gushing down your face.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, it's also kind of numb, but – okay. The numbing ointment only does so much.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Mm-hmm. There are no
why can't
questions.
They just dye the eyebrows that are currently there?
Because they didn't have the hair
you don't
there.
Have enough.
I mean, gotta show you the picture.
But can't you pretend?
No.
But why not just pencil it in?
Because that's hard. If you're not good at makeup.
That's every day, whereas this lasts
well, and so now
years.
I still do put a little powder on top, but now it's so easy because the shape's totally there and I just, like, can do it really fast.
Wow. Slicing into the brow, dumping dye,
I should have
and
it
letting it heal.
Pretty readily available.
Goodness gracious.
And it gives you a full brow.
Goodness. Are you thinking of doing this, Emily?
Okay.
No.
No. Okay. You
look at that.
That's you?
Yep. So look at the top. It doesn't – it's when your eyebrows, like, don't start growing until, like – mine were, like, past where my eye starts.
Right.
So, like,
right.
I was wow. literally having to draw on the whole, like, first half of it, but now it's just there.
So you now have an
wow.
eyebrow from where your eye starts, closer to the bridge of your nose.
Because apparently the way eyebrows, like, are situated on your face, it's very, like, geometric, mm-hmm. and there's like a reason it like frames your face. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what a difference eyebrows make until I got it done. And now I see old pictures and I'm like, ooh.
Well, it looks like you had a sparse brow in the first picture. Now, but was that due to plucking?
No.
Okay.
That is due to doing nothing.
That's due to just how they came.
100%.
That was the model that you got.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, but because I think that is something, and you had that happen where you were overplucked.
I overwaxed for years. And
yeah.
They don't grow in, but I don't know if you can see what's happening, but I definitely put a little powder in it.
You look like you have a lot to work with.
Yeah. Like your brows from when we started this podcast to now, it's like you have a beautiful full brow now.
Thank you. I mean, it's really patchy. If I were to take the stuff off, you would see there are holes. In the middle.
See, my favorite part about having it now is that when we do go get a bunch of beauty treatments done, if they're doing a facial or stuff, you'll go into the episode with makeup on and you leave, and then I suddenly have no eyebrows. Now they're there all the time. So I could, like, that's even right. if I do fill them in a little, but if I took the makeup off, they're 100% there. Still good to go.
I mean, I like that. I would love to have eyebrows.
It's amazing.
I have white eyebrows that I put pencil on top of. So I would love to walk around with eyebrows.
I did it for my mom for her birthday. And she had, like, really blonde ones that you, like, couldn't even see. And it made a huge difference for her. She loved
it. Okay. Take us through the first visit. We need to know the ins and outs.
So I ended up going to Audrey Glass.
Okay. So they're executing
100%.
The procedure.
What's scary, though, she told me, is apparently it only takes 2 days to get certified. So, like, anyone could suddenly decide they want to be a microblader and then, like, offer to do it, but then not really know what they're doing or not be very good at it. So I've seen a lot that it's like
infection.
Very boxy or gets infected and it's like open wounds on your face. She is a genius and does it perfectly. And she has like a master class where she trains people that already have their certificates and stuff.
So you walk in.
Yes.
You sit in a chair or are you lying down?
It's like a dental chair. Like, okay. So like you, I guess it was
recline.
Probably up. Yeah.
And does she kind of, like, tell you the shape or do
she
you?
She draws on the shape.
Okay.
And then she was kind of like, is this, like, what's the shape you usually do? And I'm like, whatever you think.
Yeah.
It's like, you're the expert. So then she drew it on and then she shows you and she's like, is that okay? I'm like, yes, do it, please. And then she, I think it's like 15 minutes, she puts like a numbing cream on. And then she starts going at it. And it looks like it's like a little knife, but it's like
– like an X-Acto knife?
But it's made up of a bunch of micro blades.
Okay.
So
micro blades. So it's several knives.
Like, I think it's like up like almost like 15 or something. Like little tiny, tiny ones.
Okay.
And then they're stuck
– so then she does one round, puts the dye on it.
And how is the dye getting applied?
Good question. I should rewatch for the episode. I think like
painted on.
Yeah, kind of? Like a, maybe like a Q-tip
into
or something.
Your open wounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds
which doesn't
like
hurt.
A terrible idea.
Doesn't hurt. And
you're
I mean,
numb.
Apparently, it hasn't gotten infected. Or
no,
anything,
I know.
So
it just doesn't sound what like the
well,
Lord.
I'm more
the Lord intended.
Also,
you know?
Like who came up with this and who figured this out?
Yeah.
So like, what if I try slicing it open and putting dye in? That sounds a little risky. But then she puts after the first round, then she puts a different kind of numbing gel that's. Supposedly a little stronger. I think afterwards, like, because she goes in and it's like the skin's already kind of sensitive, it hurts even more.
And how much would that run you if you were not having your own beauty channel on YouTube?
So when we first went to Audrey, she was in like a Salon Republic. So it was like she rents like a room. So it was mm-hmm. just a single space. But since then, she's opened up her own studio. So she's the main person. So she, I believe, is the most expensive. And I'm pretty sure it's around $800.
Good damn. God damn it. Okay.
But if you go to other people, then I think it ranges anywhere from like 400 to 800.
Wow, wow, wow. I got to tell you, I am fine with my powder and my little brush. I don't know what these eyebrows, I mean, like, I just, yeah, I don't think so for myself. You know, I just don't think so.
Can't justify it.
No, I don't like that. I don't want blades in my eyes and I don't want dye in it. I don't want it.
I don't think you should have it.
But I'm happy that you've gone there and dealt with it. And I'm happy to be clear on what microblading is because I was not thinking that's what it was on any level.
I think a lot of people also confuse it with microneedling, which is – I don't know that much about, but I know it's like little tiny needles that will like
in
poke –
your face,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it pokes holes in your skin and then it like tricks
collagen,
your skin into producing more collagen because it's – thinking it's damaged or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what the people tell me.
Oh, my
Should
goodness.
We take a little break?
Let's do it.
Okay, and then we're going to come back.
We're going to come back, and we're going to play a little game.
Yes.
Oh, I love games.
It's called True or False Weird Yoga.
Great.
How to be less old!
Yo, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding that fit that works for you and them boobies.
And there's only one lingerie brand, guys, that offers the sizes AA through G, and that is Third Love.
Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam, just like my mattress, to create bras that fit and feel great.
While most old school bras, they only carry about 15 sizes, Third Love offers 60, including half cup sizes, which literally no one else does.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
To find the bra that you've been waiting for all of your life, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz.
It only takes about like 60 seconds, and you can do it all from the comfort of your home.
Never have another awkward fitting room experience again.
Oof, hate those. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it.
And if you guys don't agree, returns and exchanges are easy and they are free.
This year, make the change that will change the way you think about what? That's right, your bras.
Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO right now and find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
Thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Have you guys been listening to Throwing Shade on Earwolf? It's hilarious. I mean, it's super funny. It's hosted by our love, Brian Safi and Aaron Gibson, who deliver fresh takes on pop culture, women's rights, and LGBTQIA rights.
Thank you for getting those extra rights in there.
Yeah.
Now they have a brand new bonus show exclusively on Stitcher Premium called Throwing Shade, Deeper Shade of Shade.
Deeper Shade of Shade. I like that. In each episode, Brian and Aaron put a twist on artistic starter cards from 1975, asking hard-hitting questions like this. Would you clone yourself? And can you name a real housewife?
Their first bonus episode has the one and only Paul F. Tompkins as a guest. They get deep and talk about being interrupted during a dance, Popeye's anatomy, and inflatable snakes.
Listen to Throwing Shade, Deeper Shade of Shade, exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/shade and use promo code HTBLO.
That's stitcher.com/shade and HTBLO for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
How to be less old!
We are back!
Lily Marston. In here, how to be less old.
Hey.
She is just making us younger.
Right.
She is the fountain of youth.
That's right. And we are drinking from her. What?
What?
let's get to some strange. The title of this game is, again, Emily, it was so great the first time. True or false, weird yoga.
Uh-huh.
This is one we may never get to again.
That's
so
right.
Listen
you
the
mean,
fuck up.
This isn't on your show
yeah.
ever.
This is not what we call a refillable bucket.
Okay, so, and you're just going to tell us, is this, we're going to just pitch out weird yogas.
Okay.
You're going to tell us if they're real or fake, and would you do them?
Oh.
Are you a yoga head?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's the ironic part about all of this is all the stuff I do on the show probably wouldn't ever do in real life, because in real life I'd prefer to, like, sit and watch Netflix for hours.
You have done a bunch of weird yoga on the show.
We have.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. People can find those videos.
They can.
Beer yoga.
That is a real thing. That I would love to try because I drink a lot of beer.
What is beer yoga?
I don't know. I think it just involves doing
beer
yoga while you have beer.
Sounds,
which, like, beer makes everything
right.
better, and I don't like yoga that much, so sounds
it
like
would,
a plus.
It would help
exactly.
the yoga.
Would you
elevate
do it, Deanna?
Yeah.
Make your own perfume scent yoga.
What?
That sounds not like a thing, but I have made my own perfume scent before.
You're correct. That is not a thing. Would you do it?
Sure.
No, I don't know. It doesn't even make sense.
It's like a multitasking like, that I can't wrap my mind around.
I'm like, is it about like BO or?
Yeah, right. Make your scent. Oh, scoop up your own scent
exactly.
as you.
Bottle your pheromones.
Yeah. There are some Silver Lake fools who I'm sure would take you up on that. And you could charge a pretty penny.
Exactly.
Horse yoga.
Introducing like, my new business.
Like writing that down.
Horse yoga.
I think that is a thing, which I would absolutely do because I used to horseback ride growing up.
Aww.
And all of our fans know that, like, anytime a horse is involved, I'm, like, geeking out. And it's something I really, like, need to go just, like, find somewhere to go do it
yeah.
more. But
and are we doing, like, yoga poses on a horse?
I would assume so. I know horseback riding in general, I feel like, is considered very therapeutic.
Okay.
So why not? Yeah. Do, yeah. But it would sound also very difficult. Mm. You'd have to have, like, pretty good balance.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'd be very good.
No fear of falling off a horse.
Well, that happens all the time anyway when you ride horses, so.
How many times have you fallen off a horse?
I honestly couldn't count.
Wow.
And I started when I was, like, 7, so it was, like, when I was a child.
Did you break anything?
Never. My mom was always terrified, though.
Yeah. I'm terrified.
I was like, hey, young I'm you. Fine. She's like, no, you're not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Ganja yoga. Marijuana yoga.
Do that in California.
That's a good answer because it might be legal.
Yes, because no one would want to do things that are illegal.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that would probably make sense. I don't know if it exists, though.
It feels like two great tastes that go great together, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do it. Pass on that one.
Puff pass. for sure. That is a real thing, though, right?
Yes.
Ganja
is
yoga.
It?
Yeah. Nude yoga.
That has to be a thing. Probably not something I'd be interested in, mostly because I don't think I'd want to be around the other people.
But, I
like,
literally want
a lot of, like, hanging things and not.
I'm some, sorry, ugh. But the room would smell.
I literally skeeve so hard. The idea of nude yoga makes me barf.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Is that a real thing that's available somewhere? Like a nudist colony or like someone just like does it?
I don't know.
It seems like there's so much hair.
I'd assume like no windows on the outside of the building or like
like in a dark black box.
Is there photography? I don't know.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Real or fake Harry Potter yoga?
I hope it's fake.
That's real.
I need to tell my friend because she is obsessed with Harry Potter. It's our social media producer. Our Facebook page, if you do anything Harry Potter, blows up.
Wow.
I don't think Harry Potter will ever lose its appeal to the youths.
The youths love it.
Yes.
I've never seen a Harry Potter.
Oh my God, don't say
I've never read a book.
I've never read a
book. Don't say that.
Okay.
People get mad.
Well, what's going to happen? We don't have people.
The Harry
we
Potter
don't
community
get the same heat you do. You get heat. I feel like you get heat on your channel.
There's a lot of very passionate communities out there.
Yeah, our community
that
is
I
like,
apparently tend to offend on a regular
they're
basis.
They're pretty chill.
Our community is like in their 30s just being like, oh, well, these gals just missed out. Well, they should check him out at the local library.
Wait, so back to Harry Potter yoga. I'm going to need you to tell me what that is.
Apparently, there's a studio in Toronto, Canada. Okay. Where they have a Harry Potter themed yoga class. That's as far as I got.
I wonder
in the article.
If it's like the moves are Harry Potter themed, like titled, or if it's like they play Harry Potter music, or
maybe
I guess we'll have to go to Toronto.
Yeah,
that's right. And the last one.
Yeah, last one is speed dating yoga. True or false?
That sounds like something that would exist in LA.
I kind of agree with you, but it doesn't.
So
but
we should invent that as
that's
well.
Another that's another great
So we're
going to
end this, and we're going to start a new business where we come up with gimmicky fitness
classes.
I'm
on
it.
Which seems very easy.
I'm really, really into it.
What a fun game. Thank
that
you.
That was super fun. You
Thank
did
you
great.
For your
I am
honesty.
Shocked at all these yogas, and it feels like, really, you can tag anything, like, engineer yoga, like engineer Cody yoga. Like
we
there's anything
just do
is available.
Face yoga. And the lady teaching it she told us halfway through that she was 38, looked like she was 15. And I'm like, so if you're doing this every day and that's how you look, maybe I should do it. But
what is
so she's
face
working
yoga?
Out her face?
It's hard to
try.
Verbalize.
Try harder than you want to try.
We were like sitting across from her and she would stand there and get this very like possessed look on her face. I was cracking up the entire time and people are like, you're being so rude. But like, I could not contain myself because she would suddenly get this look on her face as if like every part of her soul has suddenly left her body. And she'd like look up really dramatically and then suddenly like stick her tongue out. So it would just be, and then she'd make noises like,
stop. Oh my God.
And
get the
literally
fuck out.
We are just watching going, what the fuck is going on? Oh my God, this is so crazy.
But
she looked so good. They're like, if that's what made you stay this young, then yes.
Wow. Face is this yoga. On your channel?
Yes.
What is the name of it?
Japanese face training.
Okay. I think this is an important video
we might
to
need
find.
To dive more
it is,
into
I
that.
Would go as far to say it's one of my favorite episodes we've ever put up because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
I
she's
need it.
Local in LA?
Yeah.
Wow. I might have to go to
the
class.
Goes downtown. And she does Skype sessions as well.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
There's so much going on in the world. You know, it's hard to keep it, and I'm happy we're learning.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we've had beauty shows for years now and we still are getting stuff done shows just how much weird stuff there is out there.
There's a lot. Mm. Well, your stuff is super fun.
Thanks.
Love the group.
Thanks.
You guys look like real friends.
We are.
And it looks like a lot of good times are happening
over
there.
We spend a lot of time together, so we're all very, very close.
But it is so comfortable and, like, fun to watch and well done and, like,
thank you.
Kudos.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the Instagrams?
On the Instagrams, you can find me at Lily_Marston. And also, shameless plug, I've recently started a photography/Photoshop Instagram that I do on the side called the Lil's Lens.
Lil's Lens.
Lil's with a Lens. Z.
Ooh, cute.
And is this a... Is this just for you or you are...
Yeah, it's just like a creative outlet on the side. So we just went to Canada. So I took a lot of photos there, got a new camera.
Fine. Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm not going to get my eyebrows microbladed.
I understand. It's okay.
Thank you.
How to be less old.
We learned what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. We learned a lot of what we're not going to do today. We're not going to steam our vaginas.
Definitely
I feel
not.
No need to steam my vagina.
No, I don't. Nobody needs it steamed.
You know, I wanted to clarify something with you.
Yeah.
Do you recall talking about, like, I said I would wash the inside of my vagina?
Yeah.
I just want to clarify something.
I've been thinking about it actually a lot.
I know. So here's what. Because I talked to my friend Carrie. What's up, girl? And we were talking about, because she was saying how she cleanses her vagina. And I was like, so do you just do like the outside or do you go in? She's like, what do you mean by in? And that was a necessary follow-up question.
Right.
So I think where's their confusion is, when I said in, I'm not sticking a bar of soap into the inner canal. I was just talking about the inner lips. Do you know what I'm saying?
Lips is great. So...
Like inside, like not just the outer crust.
The labia minora, if you will.
Yeah, those minoras. Like I think I was getting at all the labias.
Okay.
But then since our discussion, I just went for the outside labs because I was like, I guess I'm not supposed to go in.
Okay.
And I just hit it with some hot water, call it a day.
Okay.
No problem.
I actually have stopped using soap altogether down there. Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just rinse with the water. So we're all. But did you think I was okay? So
fully
that
bar of soap up.
That
your
is never what I was
hole.
Never doing that. So I'm so happy that we got to this.
Yeah, I was like, that would probably hurt. Actually,
yeah, it would hurt, and it's like maybe you get it stuck, or maybe it goes missing. Like anything can happen.
You could just soap up and. You know, do it with a finger. I didn't know. I just got scared and walked away from that conversation.
Right. And this was many moons. This was probably over a year ago we talked about this.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I think we were with engineer Sam, I believe, and he looked deeply concerned. He looked up from his board over there and looked deeply concerned. So I just wanted to clarify for anybody who's holding on to the image of or thought of me actually cleaning
with soap.
With soap, the inside.
Your hole. In the hole.
Yeah. That has never happened.
That's not happening. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, great episode today. We enjoyed our guest.
Lily Marston. What a banging lady.
She's fun.
Yeah.
And we have a little listener comment. Thank you guys, first of all, for subscribing to us on Apple Music.
Yep.
We are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO in all of the places. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And thank you to April 99. She said, love your podcast, always fun and thought-provoking. Thank you, April.
Thank you.
Bye. How to Be Less Old.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G, and that's Third Love.
Find your perfect fitting bra today. You're going to go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO, and you're going to get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.